stopped the car and he parked his car in between the dumpster and the back of the restaurant where there were no lights. The area was dark and it was deserted. I was alarmed and I immediately asked him what he was doing. Instead of answering my questions, Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me and putting his hands on my breasts. I tried to open my car door to leave, but he reached over and he locked it so I could not get out. I tried fighting him off while yelling at him to stop. But instead of stopping, he began squeezing my neck, attempting to force my head onto his crotch.
I hate that.
I continued to struggle. I was determined that I was not going to allow him to force me to have sex with him. I was terrified. He was also trying to pull my shirt off. I thought that he was going to rape me. I was twisting and I was struggling and I was begging him to stop. I had tears running down my face. At some point he gave up. And he then looked at me and he told me, he said, "You're just a child." And he said, "I am the district attorney of Etowah County. And if you tell anyone about this, no one will ever believe you."
And apparently that is true for a good chunk of the Republican Party. Nobody will ever believe her because where they sit is where they stand, meaning they have no principles. If they have an R after their name, then no matter what the accusation is, no matter what the number of women or the number of facts that are presented that show you to be corrupt or a rapist or a pedophile or a sexual assaulter or a Chester the molester or somebody that trolls them all, it doesn't matter. As long as there's an R after, you won't even believe what some of these people on the TV have the nerve to say out loud. This is an Alabama journalist. His name's Brandon Mosley. This is so vile that I almost didn't want to play it because there are women in this audience who are still traumatized by stuff that's happened. I just want you guys to know, you're not alone. This has happened to 1 in 4 women in this country. Okay, and nobody wanted to talk about it for the longest time. And now it seems like the time to talk about it in this way. Other women have come forward and they are putting truth to the lie that you're alone and it only happened to you and it's your fault. Maybe the way you dressed or the way you walked or the way you talked or you were 12 or you were 14. You didn't make good decisions because you were young. This is all stupid. This is all just so stupid. But here's an Alabama supporter of Roy Moore's and a journalist, no less, named Brandon Mosley, who's going to sit there and tell Brooke Baldwin on the CNN that this is no more severe than stealing a lawnmower.
Just so everyone's on the same page, sexual consent in Alabama is 16, and you acknowledge that sexual contact with a 14-year-old would have been illegal and would be considered sexual abuse by the books today. But Brandon, you know, you make this argument that there wasn't a law against sexual abuse in Alabama back in the 70s. So I just want to, let me ask, are you saying that because there wouldn't have been a law, according to you, that would have made it okay back then?
No, I'm not. I mean, if Roy Moore committed
a sin,
that's a sin and that's not good. But we're not talking about an actual crime here that's prosecutable in 2017. I don't think you throw out 35 years of a man's career and his reputation because of unsubstantiated allegation from 1979.
Brandon, she was 14 years of age. And I don't know how much digging you did or didn't do into the law in 1979, but we did, and we found Section 13A, 6. 67, we found that this was on the books going back to 77 and would have been considered sexual abuse in the second degree. Care to respond?
Which is a misdemeanor in Alabama.
Does that make it okay?
I'm correct.
Yes.
No. But again, if, you know, Roy Moore has stolen a lawnmower when he was 21, that's bad, but that's not a reason 50 years later to all of a sudden, you know, throw him off the ballot or let Mitch McConnell pick the next senator of Alabama.
Sexual abuse, stealing a lawnmower, let's not even go there.
Seriously, dude. I mean, I cannot believe that they compare their children in Alabama to lawnmowers being stolen. They steal the innocence of a young girl. They steal the life of a young girl.